This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Girl Scout cookie season has sadly come and gone, but don't fret because Girl Scout cookies are high on the list of things you can count on being there every year when you need them. There's an organization devoted to making that so and making a whole lot of other things happen for young girls as well, besides just cookies. So on today's Conversations from the Corner office, Ana Maria Chavez. She is the CEO of the Girl Scouts of the USA. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
You grew up a Girl Scout in Arizona. You get this job 4 years ago. Was it a tough sales pitch to get you to come run the place?
It wasn't. You know, I grew up in a small farming community, so I thought I knew about the land and the environment, but Girl Scouts put it in a very different context for me. And here I sit. I won't tell you how many decades later.
I won't ask, so, you know,
okay.
So it'll be fair. But the question I will ask is this. What does the CEO of the Girl Scouts of the USA do every day?
The way I explain it to my bosses, average age of my boss is about 8 years old. And I explain it to him this way, because sometimes it's hard to explain what you do to an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
And I say, you know, do you have a principal of your school? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, think of me like the principal of the Girl Scouts for the whole world.
But the principal's a bad person sometimes. You don't want to go see the principal. You get in trouble with the principal.
But what the principal does and what the CEO of Girl Scouts does is I'm their biggest advocate. I go out to local communities and talk to their local leaders about the need to invest in girls.
What is the most important investment in girls right now? And I'm not even talking necessarily financial, right? Because you can throw money at a problem till the cows come home.
Time.
Really?
Yes. The investment of an adult's time in a girl. Right now, sadly, I have about 30,000 girls on a wait list to be a Girl Scout.
Wow.
And the reality is because of the economy, people having to work two jobs, it's harder and harder for adults to find time to volunteer. And so right now we're looking for adults to lean in and help girls.
What do you want girls to get out of their scouting experience, whether they do it for a year when they're 10 years old or whether they go all the way up and get their it's the Gold Star Award, right?
The Gold Award, yes.
Gold Award, sorry. Yeah.
It's okay. It's the highest award you can earn in Girl Scouting. Well, one, I think they get several things out of Girl Scouts. One, they get a safe space to learn in with other girls. It also increases their self-confidence and also teaches them how to be team players. And I think that plays out really well in not only in school, but in the workforce. And you can see our Girl Scouts all across industries, and they're able to solve complicated issues and allow other people to lead on.
Do you worry, though, that scouting in a day when, you know, you've got the entire planet's knowledge on your phone in your pocket and there are so many other attractions or distractions, depending on how you want to look at it out there, do you worry that scouting comes off as anachronistic?
Well, you know, I think what's interesting, and you talk about technology and in the digital world the girls are living in, you know, they're digital natives, and we clearly know that. And I'll be honest with you, my bosses, again, average age 8, you know, mm-hmm. they sit down with me. They come visit me in New York. And they say to me, you know, Ana, Eagle One, that's
Eagle,
the moniker they've
Eagle
given me.
One.
They say, you know, we have iPads in school now. We use our phones in a very different way. Can you integrate this new 21st century technology with the way Girl Scouting is run these days? And I said, you know what? That's a good point. So just this year, and actually in conjunction with our Girl Scout program, we created the first ever digital cookie program. And it allowed girls to use their technology that they use every day to actually create their own business online.
All right. But so here's the comeback question. It's 2015. Where you been, man?
Well, it's a little bit more complicated than that. First of all, it's all about safety with our girls, right? When we're talking about young girls, young women, we wanted to ensure that anything we built through technology was safe. In addition, it's a pretty complicated Girl Scout program. When you think about the millions of customers we touch every day during our Girl Scout cookie program and the transactions that happen, we had to ensure that customers felt comfortable giving us their Visa numbers and that girls mm-hmm. were also in a safe space to communicate with adults. So that took less than a year, but we wanted to take our time to make sure that was great. And we piloted it this year and it went off extremely well.
Most important question of the interview coming up. What is your favorite cookie? Got to pick one.
Samoa.
Really?
Yeah, I do have a favorite. I'm not supposed to because, you know, we have lots of cookies.
This just in.
It is. But my husband said, Ana, be real. You've got a favorite. And I do. It's called the Samoa.
Ana Maria Chavez. She is the CEO of the Girl Scouts of the USA. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.